15,000 Hmong refugees who've been living in a camp in Thailand will finally be allowed to immigrate to the United States as early as this summer. Nearly 170,000 Hmong already live in the U.S. As many as 5,000 of the newcomers may end up in St. Paul, Minnesota, which already has the largest population of Hmong in the U.S. Mary Stuckey reports that there's concern in the city that the refugees are straining local resources.
The Hmong refugees are living as squatters on the grounds of a Buddhist temple 70 miles north of Bangkok. Open sewers, no running water, and a lack of food are part of their daily lives, according to relief workers. These Hmong, who fought alongside Americans during the Vietnam War, fled to Thailand afterwards. This particular camp has been home to several generations of Hmong, according to Kajua Kong Ta, a Hmong American who just returned from visiting the camp. She says more than half of those there are children.
They are excited. Oh my goodness. They may not have a pair of shoes, they may not even have a pair of pants, but they want to go to school. They've heard so much that in the United States, if you have an education, you have a very good chance at life.
Kong Ta was part of a delegation from St. Paul that recently visited the camp to assess the needs of the people there. She says Hmong students will need extra help at a time when English language programs are facing cuts. The Hmong will also encounter a housing crunch and social service agencies hit by reduced budgets. Each refugee will get about $400 from the federal government to help with basic needs and may be eligible for welfare and health care. That's raised the hackles of some St. Paul residents. St. Paul Mayor Randy Kelly is just back from the fact-finding trip to Thailand. Sitting at the conference table in his Art Deco office, he's going through mail that came in while he was away.
Mayor Kelly, why does the city of St. Paul open its doors to the influx of Hmong refugees? I'm a senior on Social Security and cannot afford to give them all the free things that they want. And so she says she will not forget how the mayor of St. Paul welcomed all the Hmongs and made the St. Paulites' taxes go up. And the fact is that our taxes in St. Paul will not go up as a result of this. We will hopefully make a very strong case to the federal government that they need to help our local community meeting the needs of these folks so that they can become productive members of our society.
Mayor Kelly says these latest immigrants will benefit from an already established Hmong community. Asher Yang is a Hmong American who arrived here 25 years ago when only 10 years old.
168 to change. Thank you very much.
Yang owns a grocery store in St. Paul and a deli in suburban Minneapolis. His cousin lives in the refugee camp in Thailand. And Yang says his family is eager to help her adjust.
Just take her around, talk to family and friends, and get her feel like home, you know, because, I mean, we're now, I'm more American, you know, and we have a lot of connections and also a lot of services here are connected among people.
But there are challenges. Police in St. Paul fear that some of the new immigrants will quickly be recruited into gangs and prostitution. Another hurdle is polygamy, a cultural tradition in Hmong families. The Hmong immigrants are afraid that second wives and their children will be separated from husbands and sent to different locations in the U.S. Also, as many as 100,000 Hmong are still fighting a guerrilla war against the communist government in Laos. During his visit to Thailand, St. Paul Mayor Kelly found himself besieged by Hmong who think those outside of the camp should also be given safe passage to the United States.
I think that there is a real commitment on the part of the Prime Minister of Thailand to resolve this issue. They are also working with France and Australia. It's really one of the last remaining remnants of the Vietnam War.
But now, 30 years after the war, the American ambassador to Thailand says the 15,000 refugees at the camp will be the last major group of Hmong allowed into the United States. What's not certain is to what extent they'll be welcomed. For NPR News, I'm Mary Stuckey in St. Paul, Minnesota.